Today I want to take a bit of a deeper dive into the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the purpose of korbanos. What is the common understanding of the Rambam's position regarding the purpose of korbanos? Does anyone know? Like why? What?
Never learned it.
Oh, okay.
The Rambam said that because the Jews were like envious or to keep us.
That was the Ramban.
The Rambam said that it's because
of how the world was with like paganism and all that.
The Rambam, you're saying, says about
the Rambam.
Is with paganism there for what?
Asked the Rambam.
No, the Rambam.
Oh, the Rambam.
So the people are into paganism, there for what?
Well, so you could keep answering.
That's how the world worships.
Yeah. And therefore what? And therefore the purpose of the korbanos
is to take something, a methodology that they're familiar with,
right,
that was not kosher, and make it kosher rather than
right. So it's interesting. If you read the Rambam's position, it's slightly different. I'm just bringing from the Ramban. This is the Ramban's, but he quotes the Rambam verbatim in Mor Nevuchim. So read from there in the first line. He says, "Kitava Karbanos, the reason of the Karbanos, Bavur Shabitzriim Vakastim, Asher Hoy Yisrael Garim VeToshvim Baratzam Meolam, that the Egyptians and the Kastim, the Babylonians, that the Jews lived in their land for eternity. How you Ovdim LeBakor LeTzon, they'd worship cattle and sheep." Egyptians would serve the sheep, and the Babylonians would serve the demons. Share Yerula Hamid Musa Irim. They would have the image. They would appear in the image of goats. Ethiopians don't slaughter cattle at all. So Hashem said, I want you to slaughter the goats, the sheep, the cattle. For God, the thing that they think is that's the main essence of their sin, is they're going to bring it. They bring it to the Creator. Ubo yiskapu lavados. They think that their sins will be atoned. Kikain. In other words, the cattle that we're supposed. It's not simply like we're kosherizing it. It's they want to offer up. They want to offer sacrifices to the goat, to the sheep, to the these gods that are represented by these animals. So what we're doing, we're killing them. So the bad faiths will be healed. That you can heal it by doing the opposite, meaning that this is a god, just sort of like, you know, by Egypt. Right, what do? We slaughter the god of the Egyptians. It wasn't simply like that. This is we needed some. I mean, the Rambam said elsewhere. What the Ramban is quoting the Rambam here is more like Korban Pesach, where we're killing the god. It's an anti-pagan thing. We're killing the god of the pagans to show, like, they think, oh, it's so holy and mighty, and we're saying, no, actually, we're going to kill them. That's the way the Rambam explains it.
More than that, you're specifically sacrificing it to Hashem.
Right.
Because otherwise it's like an Asherah tree. What do you do for an Asherah tree? You just burn it.
Right. Okay, right. You do it to Hashem, but I'm saying what he's sort of saying is like it's to deal with their corrupt way of understanding. It's like an anti-pagan thing. Now the Ramban, he says, wait a second. Are you just saying he's saying the Hadehim Dever Havai. He thinks this is foolish. This Yirapu Shever Gadova Kusher Abal Nikla. It's this is gonna heal something. Yasu Shulchan Hashem Migoal Sheder Rakla Holtzi B'lum Nishel Rishayim Tip Shalom. The goal of the sacrifice is simply to remove these inappropriate, improper thoughts that the wicked people and the stupid people have. And he's gonna bring three questions to Ramban. Question number one. The pasuk says that they are lechem isha l'reach nichoach. So what does that mean? They have what? The korban is what? It's a reich lichoach. What does that mean? It's a sweet smell, meaning it's something positive. It's not simply something negative. It seems that it's something positive for God. And also, he's saying, the question number two is, gam lefi shtusam shem Mitzrayim, lo tzor machlasam bazeh. And their sickness is not going to be healed by sacrificing. Valtosi bachov is actually going to add more pain. Because right, the pagans think that the goat and the ox have those constellations have some power. So they don't eat. So the Egyptians and the pagans don't eat these animals. Maybe that's the greatest honor. In other words, if you take the gods and you slaughter them, so the cow god, if you slaughter a cow, that's actually, that's what we do. I mean, the Egyptians didn't do that. But what I'm saying is, like, why would you say, though the rabbim is saying, no, we kill their gods, we slaughter them, and we offer them to Hashem. We're saying they're nothing. In other words, they're not a god. They're just an animal. We're slaughtering them for Hashem. The Ramban is saying, well, wait a second. If we try to relieve the Bnei Yisrael of these inappropriate thoughts, so I don't know if this is going to work. They may feel that this is actually a service for the god. He points out that they build an egel. They made an egel and they offered sacrifices to the egel. So it's not so clear that this plan is going to work. And number three, which is also a strong question, we said when Noach left the Teva with his three sons, Enbalam Castillo Mitzri, there was no Babylonian, there was no Egyptian. You know what he did? What did Noach do when he left the flood? That left the Teva? He offered a korban, Veitav Bnei Hashem, and Veirach Hashem Resreach Nichoach. And he said, I'm not going to curse the ground anymore. And Hevel also brought sacrifice to God. And there's when Hevel brought it, there's no Avodah Zarah, just him and Cain, and Adam, I guess. All right? And Bilam even offered, built a bunch of sacrifices. So the Ramban thinks, based on these three questions, the Korban is called a Reach Nichoach Lashem. Seems it's positive. It's not simply to remove something negative. It's not a Sur Meirav, it's an Asay Tov. We have, he's not sure if it's going to work, because he's not sure this is really going to work. And number three is that when Noach did this, so Noach, Hevel, they brought sacrifices, even when there was no, you know, there were none of these pagans. And therefore the Ramban says, if you look at the Ramban, the bottom here, it says, V'yoseh roi lishmoa, hatam shem b'heh. What's the reason? Ki b'vorsheh ma'aseh b'del nigmar b'machshov b'dover ma'aseh. The deeds of man are completed with thought, speech, and action. Tziva Hashem, Hashem commanded. Ki kasher yechta yavich korban. When a person sins, he brings a korban. Yismach yadav alav k'neged ma'aseh. He forces his hand on the animal to correspond to his action. V'yizvadeh b'piv k'neged dibor, and he should confess in his mouth, corresponding to the speech. V'yisro pa'eh shaker v'kloyos, and he's going to burn and fire the innards, which are the clay ha'machshav ha'taiva. These are the, because they believe that the insides of us is what causes the thing, causes the desire. V'akra'ayim, and he burns their legs. K'neged yadav ra'usham hosim kol lakto, the feet and the hands and the legs of a person that does all his work. V'yisro k'adam, he sprinkles the blood of his mizbeach like the blood of his soul. Because the person should think, when he does all these things, that he sinned to God with his body and his soul. And he feels that, you know what? His blood should be spilled. And his body should be burnt. If not for God, right? That he gave him this. So for him, it's all, for the Ramban, it's all about what? How would you describe the Ramban? He's like he's giving himself. He brings a sacrifice. He does all these different things. He wants to draw close to Hashem. Karban Karov. It's not some kind of anti-pagan measure. He brings this. What he's saying, I want to give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's obviously talking. You know, I need to give my thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to give my hands and legs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to give my whole nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. So what I want to spend the last 50 minutes is to try to defend the Rambam. Because I know I have some pretty big Rambam supporters here. So I want to defend the Rambam. The Barbanel has a defense. And then, hopefully, if we have some time, we'll look at the Meshech Chachma. Okay? So, Barbi does the following. He said, wait a second. He says like this. What is, he says, Aval mitas ha'inyan hu. The truth is, Sherav ha'mora esover, she'tfil v'tchida v'talmun Torah, divrit somos v'tzakosam, tzitzis tfil mezuzah v'domehem, me'ha avodos, im ha'munot ha'mitiot, him ha'mitzvot sh'shiva osam ha'kodesh baruch hu, ala kavana harishona. So there's a first intent. There's a first intent by God, and that is accomplished through tefillah, supplication, Torah study, fast, crying out to Hashem. This is tefillah mezuzah. So this will lead you to with a truth. These are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded, as and with some goal in mind to inculcate, you know, appropriate thoughts, appropriate beliefs, appropriate faiths. These type of mitzvahs. He says the following. Any mitzvah that is really ideal, any mitzvah that the goal is to connect us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what he say? It has to be at any time, any place. That's the ideal. If there is a mechanism to develop our faith, and it's like the top choice, it's gotta be anytime, any place. Amnam, Karbanos lo yuk kain. Karbanos were not like this. It says, Pishamacha petal al secha b'chom asher tereh. You can't bring Karban any place. Lo gavkim b'chol zman, it's not every time. Avot tzivil yachay b'ay secha b'makom asher yivchar Hashem. One place, you can't bring it anywhere else. And the only one who could bring it is who? Aaron, child of Aaron, a Kohen. U'b'chol zem mora hayos ha'kavad alokit l'ma'et zeh'amin. Min avodos. If this was such... If the goal of Karbanos was to connect us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu front and center, then he should make it anytime, any place. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. If there would be a Kavanah HaRishonah. In other words, if it was on the same level as Tefillah and other mitzvos, then it should be anytime, any place. The fact that it's not anytime, any place, it's second tier.
The only thing that I see is that in the past, people used to do the bamot, and they'll do it everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere
so Meshech Chachma talks about bamot, and yeah. So maybe bamot is something, right. But again, after the Beis Hamikdash was built, you can't do bamot anymore. Next thing he says, wait a second, we also know, he goes through in the second point, if you go through the Navi, so often, then what does the Navi say? Does God really want your sacrifices? Right? Shmuel says, does Hashem want your olos and zvachim? Yeshayahu says, there's a lot of stuff here. He brings up a whole bunch of proof, a bunch of sources. That says, I don't really want your sacrifices. Which seems it's not so ideal. And then he has this passage at the end of support 2 for the Rambam, which I have here, where he quotes the Gemara in Menachos. And he says, anyone who's osik b'Torah, if you occupy yourself in Torah, ein otzarech lo chatas v'lo ola v'lo asher v'lo mincha. You don't need a chatas and ola and asher mincha. Just learn Torah, it's enough. Again, by the way, just parenthetically, this could have been a reaction to the fact we have no more Karbanos anymore, so they want to like promote Torah studies well to this. But the Abar Menal thinks, no, this is like L'chatchila, I say, that really, if you occupy yourself in Torah, that's just as good, or better even, than Karbanos.
Not only that, Rabbi, but the fact that Yeshayahu, the Pasukim, can read in Yeshayahu, they talk about improper bringing of when the carbonos are bring properly with the properly done.
Right. I mean, right. He quotes Pasuk Yeshayahu. Lamali rov zivchachecha.
So I'm understanding how it's not in support of the Ramban, but I'm not understanding how it's in support.
We're not there yet. Let's go bit by bit. Okay. Then he says that, and he talks about this also. He says that, he said, I have a support for the Rabbah. There's a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, and then Achrimos, and this Rav Pinchas, B'Shem Rav Levi, he says there's a mashal to a son of a king, a prince. Shalibu hoya gasalav, v'ulamad, and he wanted to eat non-kosher food. The king says that, the king said, Yochlo al shulchan zeh, tadir me'atu hu nazir. He said that he should eat on this table constantly and from him. And from himself he should separate. Meaning the king said, come to my table. So he says, so too the Bnei Yisrael were running after Avodah Zarah. They're bringing their karbanos with goats in a forbidden way. And God said, bring my karbanos in lefanai, in front of me, Baal Moed, and they'll separate themselves from Avodah Zarah. Right? So now he cites the Ramban's position, and he's bothered by it. So if you look at the bottom of this page, so after he brings the Ramban's questions, and then he says, Amnam, Noach hikriv korban lezosa siba batzma, shikrivo adam gam shira dor hamabo prutzi bavodos elilim mimei enosh. Noach did bring a korban for this purpose that Adam also brought. Also the dor hamabol was full of avodah zarah, mimei enosh. Shinova tishches aretz lifnei elokim. So Barbanah wants to say that yeah, Noah brought sacrifices because he and his family were alive, but he came from a world they were worshiping Avodah Zarah, and he needed to make a statement. And he wants to say that Bilam, Lo Bada Shiva Mizbachos, Lishvach Avodah Zarah, said it's true, Bilam did not build seven altars to distance himself from Avodah Zarah. El Lamasham of Midrar Sinai Rabbah says, wow, but why did he build seven mizbechot? To correspond to the seven mizbechot that Adam, Hevel, Noach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe brought. Okay. So, and then he says, and that was the Ramban says, the last line, Shish b'kadros isha reach nechok l'Hashem. Oh, it's a fire, it's a sweet smell for God, it's something positive, it's not something anti-pagan, and they're called lechem elokehem. Ein safek. Don't take it literally that it's a sweet smell for God. And that's just human language. Yeah, that's not describing, but that's not real. Okay? So here now he's gonna explain that. He's gonna play the Rambam now. I'm gonna explain to you the rationale of the Rambam and his opinion of this matter. Barmo, when he says, show you a karbanos, I'll cover the hashinit. The rabbi said that really the korbanos is really a second goal. V'lo amar shelo yu al kavanah rishona. When the rabbi said that the goal of the sacrifices was anti-pagan, he wasn't rejecting the higher goal. Kizeh l'shem moreh sheyeh shtei kavanot b'korbanot. There are really two goals with korbanot. Kavanah rishona v'kavanah shenit. First goal and second goal. V'inei ha-kavanah rishona ba-hi k'dei l'karv adav l'loka v'nikadah l'fanav. The main goal of the goal number one of the Korban is to come close to Hashem, to humble yourself in front of Him, and to believe in God's existence and His unity and His providence over us. That's why it's true. Adam and Noach brought their Korbanos to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam would agree that is one goal of Korbanos, which is to get close to Hashem. Because this is the first goal. However, the Rambam believed that if you want to achieve this faith in God, like this goal that the Korbanos can get you to, lead you to, can actually be better achieved through how? Tefillah, Torah study, Yediyah Amitit, other mitzvos, HaMuchonot Lazer, HaTachlis. V'akavadah b'imah shetimtz, right? So basically, the Rambam believes, if you're going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Korban's not the best way. You know why? Because you can't do it all the time. You can't do it in any place. And by the way, you know who does it? You know who does it? Not you. The Kohen does it. So it's very hard for you to get it. Right? By the way, that's perhaps one of the reasons why in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, right, the Ashkenaz Agdola, they established all these prayers. Because you give a korban, so like you don't feel the sense of God consciousness. You have to do it yourself. You can give all the korban else you want, but it's not yourself, right? It's much more when you do it yourself. So he said, so the Rambam is saying, so therefore they run the Rambam, and the Rambam is saying that, and then the Kavanah, that which you'll find with bringing the Chelev Adam, and Srevet Gufei Balichayim, and that, burning the fats and the blood and the body of the animal. So the Rambam writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, he says that that everyone, all the nations were used to serving the korbanos. And it's hard, here he gets to this idea, that it's hard to leave, you know, what you're used to, avotziva shiyasu solgavoa, but he commanded to do it for Hashem. So that's how you can sort of reach this ideal level and distance yourself from the ways of God. There are two different goals. There is what the Ramban said, and also the second goal. So it's not opposed to the first goal. So I think that the Ramban may have misunderstood the Rambam. The Ramban thought that the Rambam is just doing some kind of anti-pagan thing in bringing the korbanos. And when really, according to the way that Barbara understands it, is that the Rambam believed that you got to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the korbanos are not the best way. And then there's a second goal, which is that the Bnei Yisrael were so used to, what you're saying, we're so used to, you know, Avodah Zarah, it's hard to distance them. And therefore, he finds a way so they can get close to Hashem and distance themselves from Avodah Zarah. That's how the Barbanel understands the Rambam. Finally, we have the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma has an interesting perspective. He says that the Hamora Omar Kiyu Lecharchileva Adam Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says it's a distance person from Avodah Zarah. And Ramban V'siyato Amru, and the Ramban and his entourage, or his supporters say, Kiyu Lecharev Kol Kos Olamos, to bring close all the heavenly powers and Electri, Ruchani. It's being some kind of spiritual energy. It can bring about some amazing things. Maybe you can bring the two positions together. So there's a difference. Are we talking about the korbanos that you could bring in your backyard? Or the korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash? The korbanos that Hashem allowed us to bring in the Bama, that was to distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah. We have such a desire to worship Avodah Zarah, so we're going to find a way to permit it. Right? Lo chein korbanos Beis HaMikdash. Not so the korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. That's vaday lekarev ha'olamos lechaver dudim. That's certainly to bring everyone closer together. And he's going to bring some proofs to this. He says, Ein, the Gemara in Zvachim says, Ein reach nichoach b'maktana. There's no, you know, he says when you read the korban, it's a reach nichoach to Hashem. The Gemara says there's no reach nichoach with the bama, because it's a different goal. The bama is because I really want to somehow offer a sacrifice and I can't do it. It's okay, doing the bama, but it's not the reach nichoach. And that's why he also says, he brings another proof. The Gemara says, also Rav Nosson says in Gemara Nedarim, Hanoder kilu bama. Someone makes a neder. Someone makes a vow. It's like you built a bama. Why? Why, if you made a neder, it's like you built a bama? Why would you say that?
Because the purpose of a neder is supposed to be to bring you close. It's supposed to be for religious reasons.
Right.
So it's to bring you close. The same thing like a...
Is that a positive thing? Is that a positive statement or negative statement? What do you think?
I think it's both.
Okay. So
it's positive. It's positive in the sense that you want to be close and that right. You're trying to do it. The methodology that you have to use.
Right, I hear. So he writes here, the Resh Chacham writes, that a bama is, he said it's positive. It's a fence around, to fence yourself. You don't want to do a Avodah Zarah, so you're building this bama. But he said at a time when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're Rasha, because you're it's wicked what you're doing, that you're building a bama, because you should go to the Beis HaMikdash. So too, the person makes a ned there. So the Torah already told you what you can and cannot do. The Torah said, don't do this. Everything else you can do. Now you want to make more fences. So you don't have to do that. And then he said another point. He says, a secret that Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen said, says that in the future, you're not going to bring a bama. You know why? Because, you know, there's a Gemara which says, Rabbi Weiner, I think, quoted this Gemara in one of his speeches, I think Shal Shuda speech, that we daven for an end to Avodah Zarah. And there was no desire for Avodah Zarah. If we daven for then to a desire for Avodah Zarah. So there was no desire for an Avodah Zarah at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. What else did we lose though?
Ruchosh.
Nevuah, right? Nevuah. And He writes here that the Gemara in Yoma says there's not going to be a bama in the future. You know why? Because the whole purpose of a bama is because you have a desire for what? For avodah zarah. But there's no yetzer hara for avodah zarah anymore. There's no need for a bama. So anyway, so that's an interesting kind of split. So we start off with the Rabbad who said it's just put your all into drawing close to Hashem and bringing the Shechita, mystical stuff, powerful stuff. And the Rabbah saying seems to be an anti-pagan thing. And the Barbadel saying no, he holds up the Rabban's position too. But that's not the ideal way to get. The ideal way to develop this closest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through things that you can do all the time, anytime, and to do it yourself, not vicariously through the Kohen. And then the Beshech Chachma is saying that maybe there's a difference. There are sources pointing the Rabban's direction, sources pointing the Rabban's direction. The sources pointing in the Rabban's direction are talking about in the Beis Hamikdash for you to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the sources pointing in the Rabban's direction is when there are Bamas. And so both are goals. And what's interesting is how we live our lives, right? We focus, we have to sorbe ra, stay away from, engage in behaviors to stay away from bad, but also at the same time, focus on the good and always keep in mind on both aspects of our Avodas Hashem, moving forward and being aware of our surroundings as well.